Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries, Antya Lila 2, the chastisement of Junior Haridas. The purport of this chapter is explained by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasha as follows. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, wanted to explain different meetings with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, meetings with those empowered by Lord Chaitanya, and Sriman Mahaprabhu's Avirbhava appearance. Thus, Kaviraj Goswami described the glories of Narsinghananda and other devotees. Once, a devotee named Bhagavan Acharya was exceptionally faithful to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nevertheless, his brother, Gopala Bhatta Acharya, discoursed upon the commentary of Mayavad impersonalism. The secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Swarup Damodara Goswami, forbade Bhagavan Acharya to indulge in hearing that commentary. Later, when Junior Haridas, following the order of Bhagavan Acharya, went to collect alms from Madhavi Devi, Junior Haridas committed an offense by talking intimately with a woman, although Chota Haridas was in the renounced order. And because of this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected Chota Haridas, and despite all the requests of Lord Chaitanya's stalwart devotees, Mahaprabhu would not accept Junior Haridas again. Then, 1 year after this incident, Junior Haridas went to the confluence of the Ganges and Yamuna and committed suicide. In his spiritual body, however, Junior Haridas continued to sing devotional songs, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard them. When the Vaishnavas of Bengal went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these incidents became known to Swarup Damodar and others. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitangscha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master and also to all the other preceptors on the path of devotional service. I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas and unto the six Goswamis, including Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and their associates. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all of his devotees, headed by Srivash Thakur. I then offer respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani, and all the gopis, headed by Lalita and Vishakha. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Sriman Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. And so, in his incarnation as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Sri Krishna descended in order to deliver all the living beings within the three worlds, from Brahmaloka down to Patalaloka. Sriman Mahaprabhu caused their deliverance in three ways. Lord Chaitanya delivered the fallen souls in some places by meeting them directly, in other places by empowering one of his pure devotees, and in still other places by appearing before someone himself. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered almost all the fallen souls by directly meeting them. Lord Chaitanya delivered others by entering the bodies of great devotees, such as Nakula Brahmachari, and Sriman Mahaprabhu delivered still others by appearing before them, as in the case of Narsinghananda Brahmachari. I shall deliver the fallen souls. This statement characterizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present, anyone in the world who met Lord Chaitanya even once was fully satisfied and became spiritually advanced. Every year, devotees from Bengal would go to Jagannath Puri just to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after the meeting, they would return to Bengal. Similarly, people who went to Jagannath Puri from various provinces of India were fully satisfied after seeing the lotus feet of Sriman Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. Even people from all over the universe, including the seven islands, the nine khandas, and the planets of the demigods, Gandharvas and Kinnaras, would go there in the forms of human beings. And having seen Lord Chaitanya, they would all become Vaishnavas. Thus, in ecstatic love of Godhead, they chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and danced. Thus, by direct meetings, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the three worlds. Some people, however, were entangled in material activities and could not go. To deliver people in regions throughout the universe who could not meet him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally entered the bodies of pure devotees. Thus, Sriman Mahaprabhu empowered such living beings, his pure devotees, by manifesting in them so much of his own devotion that people in all other countries became devotees just by seeing them. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya delivered the entire three worlds, not only by his personal presence, but also by empowering others. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Lord Chaitanya always manifested his Avirbhav appearance in the following four places: the house of Srimati Shashi Mata, wherever Nityananda Prabhu danced in ecstasy; the house of Srivas Thakur when kirtan was performed; and the house of Raghava Pandit. Thus, Sriman Mahaprabhu appeared himself in these four places. Recorded November 13, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Aum Tat Sat.